So you're going to get so incredibly good at delegating that nothing is going to change. In fact, it's going to get easier. Like, that's the story I want you to tell for yourself. It's actually going to get easier the more people come into your community, because the more people you'll bring on.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere, from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself, to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas, and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you, and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Welcome back to the show. These are my new Friday episodes where I interview you. I actually interview someone from our audience who is doing the do and creating the business and really getting to chat with where they're at, and you guys being able to just like glean so much inspiration from them being on this journey with you. So today I'm so excited because I am sitting here with Leslie Logan, who I actually know you. This is so exciting. I was just telling you that my assistant chooses everyone. And Lauren was like, oh, I love this girl. I was like, great. I love her too. So I'm so excited that we get to catch up and talk about your business and where you're at.
I know. I'm really excited too, because we kind of got to talk about my business for a couple of years consistently. And then because of life and moves, this is like a catch up.
I know, it does feel like a catch up, because I feel like I saw you yesterday, but essentially that is now probably a year and a half ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we connected over, let's see, Carbon 38. We were both ambassadors. I got to speak at an event and I met you there, right? That was the first time
I
met
you. You put flowers in my hair. I'll never forget. I was having this day where I just was kind of lost on what I was going to do next because I'd achieved all of the goals that I'd written for myself. And I was like, I was driving at the Malibu PCH, and it was during one of those fires. So it was like smoke and wind. Gosh, yeah. And I was like, what am I doing? Why am I going here? Like, and then I got there and you came up and helped put flowers in my hair. And I was like, this girl's beautiful and nice. And then you spoke and I was like, in tears, because you said exactly what I needed to hear. And then I, of course, had to follow you to the Bliss Project. And so the rest is kind of history.
Oh, it's so crazy. So you guys, if you don't know, Carbon 38 is like a fitness clothing website. And they had brand ambassadors that they, you know, they like did these little events, and they were like inspirational events, and they'd invite people in to speak. And I was super excited about it because I got to, you know, meet community and you know, get to meet people who are on my path so many years later, and just like had such amazing experiences. So I'm so glad we're here, but let's talk about your business. So I want you to share a little bit about what you're doing now and just how that got started. If you could give us like 2 minutes on that.
Yeah. So I founded onlinepilatesclasses.com about 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and it is the only on-demand Pilates platform that has both community and accountability. Mm. And I know that when people do Pilates, they do life better. So we make it really easy to log in and just press play. We do this by offering only one class a week because, you know, who has time for decisions? The entire community is taking the same workout. Mm-hmm. So it's like going to the gym when you would go and see the same people at class. You can like catch up and you know what you're doing, but on your own time when you want to do it. And then the entire community is talking about it and sharing their wins or aha moments. And it's just really fun to see people grow. And then they can, because they can take the same class over and over for 1 week, they actually can see their changes and their strengths happening in real time. So they're just comparing themselves to the selves that they were the day before taking class. And we hold you accountable by taking the class away. So you're going to show up and take your class at least once, right? Oh. Because how many on-demand things do we like buy and then we don't do?
Yeah.
And we replace it with a new class. So it's just like if you skip class at the gym, you would have missed out on what everyone else experienced. And then we just added a deck of flashcards. So we know that not everyone wants to do Pilates online, like they were a little zoomed out, but we, or that you maybe want to study a little bit more. So we actually took all the mat exercises and we made a deck of flashcards. And so you can see the picture, see how to do the exercises. There's a QR code that you can scan. And so that's what OPC is. And I started it because my clients, I was an LA teacher. They traveled a lot and they wanted to take classes. And then I was traveling a lot. And so we just had to figure out a way that the two of us could do what we wanted to do in this world and still get their Pilates in. And because of the way the world has changed, it's just grown into this amazing business. We have people all over the world taking classes.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's just another beautiful story that has come out of this last crazy year is that it really has opened our eyes that things can be completely different. So I want to talk about, you know, taking your business online and really like figuring out what works and how many iterations you've done and dialing it in, because I've kind of been a little bit on that journey with you and just watching how, you know, what were some of the most important things that you did for your career that like made you kind of see what was possible? Like what were the dials that you were turning in order to know, like, first of all, I can take this online. Second of all, you know, how do I find out what's good for my community? Like the trial and error.
First, you know, I have to give kudos to Brad because he's the one who like was like, you're going to take this online. We'll just make these classes for people. And I was like, how do you even, I don't know how to upload a video on YouTube. What are we talking about here? Really having the support from him and helping me take what my magic was. And then also, you know, owning the way that I teach Pilates, which is that it's not about being perfect. It's about connection. So we're all about connection over perfection. And I think that as someone who's a recovering perfectionist, I attract a lot of those people who are like, I just want to do it right. And how, what's the right way? And I know that that mentality can hold you up in life. And to me, and you know this from fitness, like how we do our fitness is actually how we do our life, like how we approach things. And so totally. If I can coach you through a Pilates exercise to be graceful to yourself and show up for yourself, then I know you're going to do that later. So Brad just helped me see that I could take that into an on-demand way. And we actually started it under my name and on my old site. But then one day he found onlinepilatesclasses.com sitting in GoDaddy. Gosh. So y'all hang out in GoDaddy because you never know what you'll find.
Yeah, exactly. Keep hanging out.
You'll never know what you'll find. Some like URL that's just like easy for people to remember. And so we switched everything over. But one of the next ways that we really, so that was a good dial in thing. And then the next thing that we did was really owning our uniqueness. So, you know, because I had a hard time going, well, why me? Like, why would people go to me over these bigger platforms that are already in existence and what I'm offering? And seeing how one class a week is actually better for people and seeing how that we could provide community because of that and what that could do. So that was something that really dialed us up because people were like comparing us to another platform, but they could see, well, I'm only getting one class, but I'm going to get all these people who are taking the same thing. And you're, because the class disappears, they are going to show up for it. Versus I kept hearing people like, when's the last, before COVID, when was the last time you went on Netflix? Right? Like, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's like, I think that figuring out like what was uniquely different, which at one point I thought maybe was not a great thing for us.
Yes.
I made that the great thing for us.
Okay. I want to talk about that for a second, because so many people are probably like, wait a minute. How did you do one class and feel like you were still adding value? Because that's probably what went through your head. Because most people go, oh, we need to do more. But yeah. What I have learned, and I want to hear from your experience, but what I've learned is more is not better in the online world necessarily at all. Because it makes people feel like they can't do it. Like it's a sense of like, oh, I did an accomplishment. So they log off completely. So, okay. I want to know, first of all, did you have to charge less for one class? And when, what was it like when you were like, are we really ratcheting back to just one class? What did that whole experience look like?
Yeah, but that's because I used to teach 5 in-person classes mm-hmm. a week. And so I was thinking I need to do 2 classes a week. Mm. But the reality was, at the time, thank goodness, we were living in our tiny apartment and I was filming in my tiny apartment, which means that Brad and the dogs would have to like leave the apartment and then we would set the phone up and then we'd film it. And there was barely time to film 1 a week to keep up with that. And to do 2. So that was why 1 happened. Cause I was like, well,
that's
I can do
so
1.
Funny. You're like, here's why it happened. It happened cause it had to.
Yeah. And then the thing is that I asked every one of my clients who I knew had a membership to other on-demand platforms, fitness ones, yoga ones, Pilates ones. And I said, do you use them? And they said, no, actually I was thinking of canceling it, which like part of me was thinking, oh my gosh, like, should I even be doing this? Because they're going to cancel. And so then I said, well, why? And they're like, I just don't know what class to do.
Oh my gosh. Interesting.
And so I was like, well, then 1 is all we need.
Yes. Wow. I mean, I hope that everybody just had like an aha gasping moment, because I've had those moments too. Sometimes too much is, I don't know about you, but I used to like, when I would go to Cheesecake Factory, I was like, oh, hell no. I do not know what to get. Like I'm either getting 10 things or like, I'm just going to eat this bread basket. I'm overwhelmed.
I talk about that a lot with people. I'm like, people make decisions when there's fewer ones to make from. Uh-huh. I like when you go to a restaurant and they're like, here's the piece of paper. And then this is all we're offering tonight. I'm like, okay, I'll have the chicken. Thank you so much. Yes. Now I can hang out with my friends. And so that's just it. Like I know people are so busy, and especially that the women who take my classes, and we do have some awesome men too, but the women who take my classes, they're so busy. For them to make time for just showing up for themselves, mm-hmm. I didn't want there to be any barriers. And because of that, that's why we've been doing so well. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I didn't do more in the beginning. And also I like to follow, you know, Pilates is always about quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of use that in life. I'm like, let's go for quality over the quantity, because mm-hmm. it's just going to win every time.
Oh, I think about that with so many things that have been able to kind of like, especially if they're new and they're scary, like to stick in the beginning. And I've been talking a lot about if you just do 1 like scary thing a day, like you could technically take the rest of the day off and your life and your business would probably change faster than if you tried to do more, because you can't keep up that pace. Like it's too much. Like it's too much fatigue. It's too much. Like it's too much scary. It's too much willpower. It's too much. So
you'll probably do nothing scary the rest of the week. And then you're like getting down on yourself. Oh, I've got to do something scary. And then you go all out again. It's like the people who are going to run and then they go run 17 miles and they're like sore and injured. And it's like, yeah, injured. You should have started with like 1 mile would have been enough for you today.
Yes. Oh my God. And I can't tell you how many years that took me to even learn. Like I had taken a brief hiatus while we were like moving and then I got COVID. And like, so I had a good like 2 months without lifting off. And I observed my old pattern of like wanting to just go balls to the wall. And I was like, okay, do you want to be injured or do you want to be able to like, you know, get back to where you wanted in the next like 2 months? Or do you want to be injured for the next 2 months? And it was truly a moment I had with myself of like, start slow, like grab those baby weights. Today's just about moving. Actually, in fact, the next 2 weeks are just about moving. So yeah, definitely have those conversations with myself all the time from experience. So do you have an experience that you like reflect back on in business that's like a constant reminder of how you want to like show up and how your business can grow?
Yeah. So I said it already, like we are always about connection over perfection. Mm-hmm. And I tried to make everything perfect in the beginning. And I got really hard on myself. There was many nights where I was crying because I couldn't get the blog perfect. Brad's like, Leslie, this is good enough. It can go out. And I'm like, people are going to read it. They're going to say something. And I got tired of being, frustrated about that and tired of this, the cycle of like putting all this pressure on myself and then crying about it because I couldn't get it done. And then finally putting it out there and then crickets or people loved it. And it's like, why did I waste all that time?
Why do we go through this? Yep.
It is now this whole thing where it's like, let's like take some messy action, see how it goes, ask people, listen to what they say. And then you can always go back and edit later. Like you can always make it better the next time. And that has oddly enough allowed me to have more patience with myself because, which I wasn't giving myself when I was trying to be perfect.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, it's been a really awesome thing. And it's allowed me to really talk about that in my classes. So in all of my classes, it's like, if you don't look like me, that's okay. You know, can you feel this here? Cause that's what matters. And that has allowed me to actually feel like I'm in the room with people and like helping them. And so that's kind of what it is. Like getting over that perfection in my business was a huge hurdle. And I reflect on that every time something feels hard or like I'm pushing it. I'm like, are you trying to be perfect right now? No, you're trying to be perfect right now.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how that keeps showing up for us. It's insane. It just changes outfits sometimes. And you're like, oh, same thing, just different outfits. It's crazy. Crazy how the sphere just keeps changing. What are you like, what's exciting? Like what's next? What's the big scary thing right now, Leslie?
Oh, there's a couple big scary things actually. So a big scary thing is that I'm launching a podcast.
Oh my God.
Hopefully soon. And that is scaring. That's so scary.
What's scary about it? Tell me.
Well, I was going to say, I want to be good at it.
Nice mic right now.
I know.
I just realized you're prepping for showtime.
Yeah. Well, we took messy action with other things and those, you'll get to hear those episodes in the beginning. And then we just were like, we're doing this. So we're just going to get the nice mic. But that's scary because, you know, you want people, I value people's time. Mm-hmm. Hence why my classes are 30 minutes. I value your time. I want you to get a good workout in and out. So if you're going to listen to my podcast, that's time that I get of yours. And I want it to be valuable. I want to add so much value and I don't want to waste your time. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what's scary about it is that like, I don't want anyone to go, well, that was a waste of my time.
Well, they have a choice. I always think of that when they listen to my podcast. I'm like, hey, guess what? You don't like this, log off.
You do say that. I love it on your Thursday podcast. Like this isn't for you. If you don't like,
yeah, it's funny because Evans and I like still laugh about that. Cause we got a couple like real nasty reviews, like that they wasted their time in their life. And I was like, so now we just like continue. So there, I took your fear away because it happened to us. And for a moment we were like, ouch, that hurts. Someone was just so mean to us. Like they were like real mean. And then we were like, I know. We can make fun of them. No, I'm just kidding. Not the best way to go. But at the same time, it was like, okay, my worst fear came true. You know, people said I wasted their life and made them dumber.
Okay. So when I get that review, I'm going to screenshot it and send it to you.
Yes. Like, hey, and we can celebrate them.
Band-aids ripped off. Celebrate.
We'll celebrate. We'll pour a glass of champagne. Yeah. We'll celebrate and that it's over. And now we can move on and be free. No, it's going to be amazing. And it's going to be such, I mean, if you have a calling for a podcast, like you have to do it. It's just it's therapy for yourself.
It's been a calling for years and Brad has always wanted to do it with me. And so he'll be on the podcast too half the time. And, but you know, time, it takes time. And before COVID, we just didn't have the extra time to put it in and do it well, like not perfect, but just like, well, and, so the time is now. And so as soon as iTunes says it's okay, then we'll be launched that we're waiting for them. The other scary thing, you know, I am up-leveling in a huge way. I'm so grateful for your podcast and how much you talk about like what you're going through, because I know that what we do at OPC like changes lives. I see it daily. Like when I talk about how engaged our community is, they are in there and they stay for years. I mean, some of them have been with us for 3 years, you know, and I know we change people. And so it's for the best. And I want to continue to 10X that. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to see myself as the person who's running this Pilates business with thousands of members, even though that's not where we're at yet, but like that's where we're going. And that's hard because I've never run a business that big. I've never run a community that big. And so again, it's like stepping into a role that I don't know. Mm-hmm. So
it's going to happen. It's totally happening. It's already happening. And it's crazy because when that happens, there's amazing supportive people who are so excited to work on your team and work in such a great environment who are going to help you. So you're going to get so incredibly good at delegating that nothing is going to change. In fact, it's going to get easier. Like, that's the story I want you to tell for yourself. It's actually going to get easier the more people come into your community because the more people you'll bring on.
Oh, thank you. That is not something I've heard. And I've heard the opposite, but like no one's actually said that part. Mm. And that's kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel that I feel like I needed to hear.
Oh my God. I've been saying it to myself because it's actually becoming true. I'm watching as I bring more people on, my life is getting exponentially easier. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm uncomfortable and there is a lot to do every day, but it's like, rely on other people. They're waiting. Like, you're growing it so that you can bring those people in and help support this community. So yeah, super exciting. Okay, Leslie, do you have a question for me?
Okay. Yeah. So my question is, because I know you used to do fitness stuff.
Yes.
And I know that once we get people into our platform, massive success. Mm-hmm. But I would love to know your best organic ways of marketing and your best paid ways of marketing.
Oh man, fitness stuff. Okay. Organic ways of marketing. Well, I think you're on the right trajectory for podcasting. I think that is such an organic way to market because there is no other place where you sit in someone's ear for 30 to 60 minutes and get to have them know, like, and trust you. And they say that it takes about 7 hours of somebody listening or consuming your stuff for them to purchase or buy or, you know, take whatever it is that you're offering. So compared to social media, think of how fast that is, you know, to get that, whether they buy from the podcast, it's kind of like when you're doing a Facebook ad and they retarget you. It's almost that concept where you're like, maybe it didn't come directly from the podcast, but because you've been in their ear for so long, maybe one of your ads converts them. Maybe one of your posts finally converts them. So I think podcasting, I think just being so freaking consistent with your actual story and the pains that you have gone through so that they can see you, like they can actually be like, oh, she is me. Or, you know, even if the story is not the same, I mean, it's the things I know that you've heard a million times over, but it's just the truth. It's like really great, like content where you tell a story or your story or someone in your community and you're that post that people just feel safe with, or, hey, oh God, they're dealing with the same thing I am, or wow, look at how this community could support me. Like just continuing to tell that over and over again. Like I'm trying to get even more consistent on social right now with my story around light pink. And I'm watching how me sharing my consistent fears and how I'm overcoming it is like, it is really becoming an organic thing with people like following light pink and wanting to learn about that journey and tuning in more to the podcast. So sometimes as painful as it is after a really busy day and after like, I've got nothing left to say, just push a little bit more on that. And then, you know, yeah.
And so are you telling like a story that's coming to your mind in the moment? Or are you like thinking back? Like, are you like, do you have like a list of questions you ask yourself when you're trying to figure out a story?
You know, I wish I could say that it was planned, but I sit there and I'm like, what's coming up for me right now? And what's a story I could tell? Cause I'm really in the moment, like real time. So if it's in the morning and I'm like, okay, what's a story I could share with them that like, I just feel like I'm struggling with right now. Okay. I'm struggling with complete overwhelm and I feel overwhelmed because I don't want to disappoint people. So where did that come from? So I'll kind of be like, I ask myself all these questions to scan, speak from exactly the pain point that I'm currently in so that I can take them with me on that journey.
Okay. That's love that. It's so doable. And thank you for sharing that part of it. It's almost like you're doing your own, what you do for your own therapy in the day anyways.
Totally. And people are like, oh my God, where do you come up with the content? I'm like, well, I wish I could say that I like, you know, I just have this vault, but it's really like humans, your problems never go away. And you'll always have a thing, right? You're always either you have so much rich content right now because I know you're prepping for a podcast and I know what goes into it, that if you just spoke all about like, hey, I'm launching a podcast, here's my fears, here's how I feel, here's what I'm afraid you'll think, here's what I'm picturing you thinking, here's what, like, that is that is so good, because then you're talking to this audience that's evolving with you as well. Because I think that, you know, especially being in the fitness world, sometimes we can pigeonhole ourselves into thinking that people only want us for that. When really it's like, if you're in the fitness world, you're doing a whole other thing as well. And you probably have mindset to teach and all of these amazing things, but it's, you're able to bring people with you on your journey to wherever you're going. Even if you are, you know, maybe fitness is just one arm of your business or it's your only arm right now. But if you know you want to do other things, it's so important to tell the journey that you are actually like tangibly real time on, even if you don't think it relates to fitness. We're so into the person right now that it's like, even if we were following somebody for, you know, home design, I still want to know about them. Like, I'm like, tell me about your mental struggles around designing this freaking home. Like, is it ever hard? Do you get the throw pillows wrong? Like, cause I do, like, tell me. So yeah, I think that's, and was there a part, a second part, or just, did I answer it?
The paid ads, paid audience, like paid reach.
Yes. Paid reach. I mean, for us, we did a challenge participants. So we did a challenge. And I think you may have heard this before, but I still think that this works great. And we know that it works great for people. But we did a challenge where we would give away, you know, free workouts, and maybe you create something dynamic about the challenge. And just like you have like one workout a week, like for real, I think the challenges are almost too much now. So, you know, our challenges went from 30 days to 14 days to 7 days. And now, honestly, it could be like a 3-day challenge, because all you want them to feel is an emotional shift. And we would pay for Facebook ads and Instagram ads to convert people into the free challenge. And that worked well for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I thank you for saying that, because we are in the middle of our 30-day consistency challenge. And I was thinking, like, is consistency enough? And we only give them one class a week, just like they get. Cause I'm like, I don't want you to get more than you'd get with me anyways. But so it feels like we're on the right track there. And if we can actually kick up the ads to get them into that when we do it, that's probably going to be a great way for us.
Yeah. And the great thing with you is that you are getting, you know, monthly payments, correct? Mm-hmm. And we can't forget. It's so easy to forget that we, you know, even if our members only stay on for 3 months at a time, that you are, you know, you're getting them on the inside, and that will eventually pay off. And that's the crazy part, is we don't, you guys with fitness challenges, like, you don't necessarily get to see that payoff right away. They might be in your community, but they might've got that first month free. So you don't know if they're actually going to end up paying. So you just paid a bunch for these ads to not know if they're going to stay on or not. So
Yeah,
but it's just the faith of like over delivering and over serving, like we always know and talk about. So, well, I'm so excited for you. Where can we find you, follow you, all the things? How do we know about the podcast that's coming out?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. Thank you so much for this. First of all, like, this is beyond. I love how much our paths cross, and I'm just
me
so
too.
Like,
I'm so grateful.
Everything
for you
is meant to be, because like, just the story of how you keep popping in my life at the perfect times is unreal. So I don't think people would believe it unless they knew it. So y'all can find me on Instagram at leslie.logan, and I spell that with an EY. And onlinepilatesclasses.com is where you can take class with me. And the podcast is called Be It Till You See It.
Oh, so and good.
Yeah. Oh. And we will be talking about it a lot over on my Instagram. So follow me there and you'll hear about it as soon as it launches, which should hopefully be in the next week or so.
Be It Till You See It. I literally cannot wait. That is such a good title. Okay, Leslie. So oh my gosh. You guys definitely tag Leslie at Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y .Logan, and let her know what your biggest takeaway was. If you're like, oh my God, I'm in the same boat, or you're amazing, or I'm going to listen to your podcast, whatever that is. So let her know all the value that she brought, because she needs to hear it. She needs to hear it before her podcast launches. We all need to hear it. So go over there and tell her how amazing she is. And what you don't know about Leslie is she always wears the best lipstick on, like, of all time. It's like hot pink or like red, like, and then she's got this fiery red hair. So just picture that. You're welcome. You got to go check it out now. See? All right. So until next time, everyone, earn your happy. Bye-bye.